Please place your hand in the air if you wish to express what you are here for. Okay. Yes.
My journey
yes.
right now is to share with our children so that it took us a while to recognize who we are. I'd like to cut that in half so that they can see our walk and begin their walk way before us.
Indeed, what great gift you bring, sweetest one. For just as you are the vanguard, you are also the carers and guardians of those who will do the transforming. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, they are the builders. They are the gardeners. They are the workers. They have chosen well in you, dearest one, have they not? Yes. Please ask of your children the same question. Not what do you wish to do or be when you grow up. And by the way, you may not need that if anything and everything were possible. For when you are young, anything and everything is possible.
Yeah.
At what point is it that we forget? At what point do you begin to limit yourselves? But yes, that is a fine purpose. Well spoken, thank you. Next. Yes.
I don't think, perhaps at this time of my life, I even know. My mind knows what I do, but it could be so expansive, I may not have a clue why I'm here.
Dearest one, just listen to the voices in your heart, for they are very wise, as are you. I have a little homework for you, if I may. I did not tell you all, but you all have homework of some sort. I do like to give it. Your homework is this, dearest one. If I were to dare to believe the magnificence of who I really am, what would I do? How would I be? How would I be is the most important one. And if you find those answers difficult, merely follow the path of ease. I mentioned that purpose we have pre-programmed already so that if it is hard that you stop. Never push, dearest one. Always receive. Your path will unfold before you. Gradually, it will blossom into the most beautiful of flowers. Allow that process. And so if something is simple and apparently easy, know that it is the right path to head down. However apparently contradictory it is to perhaps your current path. For please do not limit yourself to one. There are many. All of you are multifaceted beings. Do not think that there is one purpose. Some of you have many. You have many gifts to bring. So do not restrict yourself. Do not say, well, this is my path. But this is what I must do. It is what you must do now, perhaps. But perhaps there will be another. Who knows how many? And so I will wrap up. I am aware of your time. So what do I finish with? I finish with a thank you. Thank you for being being here today with us. We celebrate your individual journey so often, you know. We do like a party. And we celebrate so often. If there was one gift I could give you, it would be the gift of love. The gift of self-love. For if you were all only to fall back in love with yourselves, fully and totally, guess what? Well, you would have heaven on earth, dearest ones. It is so simple, and yet, at times it feels incredibly hard, does it not? And so, I will set you all a homework, which I would ask if it were possible that we could share that tomorrow at some point, even on a small scale, it is. And that is that tonight, when you go home and you have experienced such love as you will have experienced this afternoon and this whole day and last night. Oh, we did enjoy the dancing last night. Did you see us on the top deck? Oh. I'm seeing them with like tambourines and maracas. When you go home, I would ask that each of you write a love letter to yourself. Yes. I am not sure of that, Emmanuel. That is a little of an onerous task, is it not? Really? A love letter to me? Do you have any idea of the life that I have lived, Emmanuel? The difficulties I have faced, the traumas I have had? Yes. But each were designed perfectly to enable you to remember the truth of who you are. And so now I have got you back in touch with your angel selves. Tonight, write yourself a love letter. I would ask that you bring it with you tomorrow and that you share it at some point, whether it is part of your timetable or not, but you might share it with someone else, perhaps someone you do not know. And the love letter begins with, "Dear wondrous you," or "Dear beautiful you," or "Dear angel you." If it helps, perhaps a little alcoholic refreshment beforehand may help loosen the love strings and lubricate your heart. Yes, we like a drink also. It's one of the things we are most envious of you for, actually. For here there is only elixir. It gets a little dull after a while. We do quite like stumbling around every now and then. And so, dearest ones, I thank you. And I, please, do my homework. You may, when you read it back, say, "Who wrote that?" And tomorrow, I will reveal who wrote it. And so, dearest ones, thank you. And know that you are loved.